Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs was downtown and had just missed the bus home when Freddie Lang came along in his car and picked her up. Freddie had not shown up at his farm that morning, and when Penny met him in the afternoon, it was obvious he had not been at the farm at all. He admitted he was having trouble with a certain girl, but said no more. This evening, however, as Penny sits alone in front of the fireplace, Freddie comes into the room and says...
Gibbsy, can I talk to you?
Oh, of course, Freddie. Come on, sit by the fire. It's nice and cozy.
Yeah, it does look cozy. Those logs I brought in from the farm last month sure can burn, can't they?
Yeah, they're beautiful logs, Freddie.
Well, there's a lot more where those came from as soon as you need them, Gibbsy. Nora's dad and I cleared a whole 4 acres this summer for planting next year. Ah, great dinner that Nora put together tonight, wasn't it?
I wish I were half the cook that Nora is. Yep, you certainly married a culinary wonder.
Oh, a what?
Oh, Freddie, you know what I mean, so don't pretend that you don't.
Well, I'm not as smart as some people give me credit for, Gibbsy. Sure, I've taken to reading books, and my English is a lot better than it was a couple of years ago, but I've still got the instincts and a lot of problems of a punk.
Freddie Lang, don't talk about yourself like that.
Well, I know how I feel about myself, and there's no harm in saying it.
You say it enough, and you'll begin to believe it.
Well, the reason I say it is because I do believe it.
Do you have any reason to?
Yeah, lots of reason to, Penny. Look, can we pick up where we left off in the car this afternoon, or do you have some other things to think about right now?
Nothing that can't wait, Freddie.
Well, I just want to talk about it a little while. You knew I wasn't coming from the farm when I gave you a lift home this afternoon, didn't you?
I guessed as much. You were coming from the wrong direction. You were on the wrong side of town.
Yeah, I was visiting a dame who belongs to the wrong kind of people, too. Penny, I've got to tell you the truth. I've got to tell it to somebody, and it can't be Nora. At least not now it can't.
Freddie, you mean that you weren't at the farm all day today, isn't that it?
You know what I'm going to say before I say it.
I was just guessing.
Well, it was a good guess. No, I was not at the farm at all today. And I lied about having engine trouble out in the country, too. The truth of the matter is that I didn't even leave town.
You were seeing that girl, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Freddie. Freddie, do you think I'm the one you ought to be telling this to? Look, this is something you ought to be telling to Nora.
Well, I have a lot of reasons for not wanting to say anything to Nora yet. She's sort of the target of this whole mess.
I don't know what you mean by the target.
Well, I mean that... Well, Gibbsy, you mind if I tell you the whole story?
I don't mind if you want to, Freddie, but please don't feel that you have to. As if I would demand an explanation for anything. Your life and what you do is your own business, not mine.
But I've got to talk to somebody, Penny. And for a lot of reasons, it's easier to talk to you than anybody else I know.
All right. Tell me what you want to tell me. I'll listen.
Thanks, and just listen and try to tell me what to do if you can, will you?
If I can.
Okay. Well, this girl's name is Helen Burroughs. You don't know her at all because she's not a Rossville girl. She's somebody I knew in New York. And you know when.
When you were mixed up with that crowd of men who went to jail. Bill Carver and his friends.
Yeah. That gang of wise guys who made me think that I was a wise guy, too. Oh, I thought I was pretty much of a big shot when I met Helen. I was even dumb enough to think she was a nice girl.
Was, Helen a member of the gang?
Yeah, she was a lookout for us when we went on what we called jobs. When we were hiding out from the cops, she brought food in to us. And then toward the end, when the cops were getting their hands on us one at a time, three of us moved in with her. In a dump of a place that she and her old man had down near the wharfs. Or her father, he was a nice guy, and gosh, he didn't even deserve a daughter like Helen. And then the three of us crowding in on top of him. But Helen told him if he didn't like it, he could get out.
She sounds like a lovely person.
Well, she's not bad at all to look at, but that's as far as it goes. But, dumb kid that I was, I didn't see that then. Gibbsy, she was the first girl who'd ever even been nice to me. Even in the smallest way. And pretty soon, I was asking her to marry me. And she said she would just as soon as I hit the big time.
By that, she meant as soon as you had the money, of course.
Yeah, sure. And she didn't care how I got it either, just as long as I got it. Oh, I knew what she wanted me to do. Go out on bigger jobs, get in with professional crooks, and I thought it was all a great idea, too, because that was all I knew.
Did she try and help you when you were in trouble?
No, she was in trouble herself then. The cops nabbed her at the same time they nabbed the rest of us, but her dad had a good reputation, and he got her off. When I broke jail, I headed for her dad's place, and she talked her dad into putting me up just overnight. But she made me promise to go on trying for the big time and then to marry her. Now the switch was that she was making me promise to marry her.
Did you that time, too?
Well, sure, she was still the best girl I knew. In fact, the only girl I knew. But I didn't figure that out until I beat it out of New York and came here to Rossville and met you.
And then Nora.
Yeah, that's right. But in some ways, just tiny ways, of course, you come before Nora.
Oh, Freddie, if I do, it's because I was first. There's always something special about the first love, even if it doesn't work out.
You remember that I fell in love with you?
How could I forget that, Freddie? Long before that, never since, there's been a special place in my heart for you.
Thanks.
Freddie, why is this Helen Burroughs come to Rossville? How is she causing you trouble?
Well, she heard I was here, Gibbsy, and she came for money. And to make me keep my promise to marry her, I guess.
You better tell her that you're already married.
Well, I did the first time I saw her. Instead of beating it out of town the way I told her, she got sore and then she demanded money.
Have you given her money?
I had to protect Nora.
Look, Freddie, you don't have to protect Nora from anything. If all you did was to promise to marry this girl a few years ago, she can't do anything to you or to hurt Nora.
Well, I never did anything but promise to marry her, Penny. But she'll say that I did a lot more. I don't want Nora to hear a lot of lies about
Nora
me.
Nora won't believe anything about you that you don't want her to believe.
Well, maybe not. If it were just Helen's lies, I wouldn't worry. But it's what she might do to Nora. She'll tear her apart, Penny. And I mean do her bodily harm.
Well, for what reason? What can it get her?
Nothing, but she can get back at me. Make me suffer. That's the kind of girl she is. Gibbsy, I've got to get her out of town somehow. I've got to keep her away from Nora, too, until I do get her out of town. I'm running out of money, Gibbsy. I can't keep her away from Nora much longer, and what am I going to do?
Freddie, I don't know. I do know that you shouldn't have given her money or kept her away from Nora. You should have let them meet and have it over with once and for all.
Maybe you're right. But I did give her the money. And what's Nora going to think if I tell her now?
Nora will wonder why you didn't tell her in the first place. It'll look bad to her, the fact that you kept it away from her and gave Helen the money. Freddie, let me think about it. I'll come up with something.
Well, somebody better come up with $1,000 to get Helen out of town. Then I'm not so sure that she'll keep her
promise.
Well,
stall her off, Freddie, until I've had some time to think. Look, Helen doesn't sound too smart. Maybe I can teach her that people in Rossville know a lot more than they give them credit. Coming. Just a minute.
Good evening, Miss Gibbs.
Dr. Joel Evans, come in.
I'm not calling it too late an hour, Penny.
No, it's still early. It's only 10. I'm not a bit tired. I was trying to make myself drowsy with a book.
Well, maybe I can bore you to sleep with a little dull conversation. Say, the house is quiet.
Yeah, everybody's asleep.
It was a long time before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, except Penny and Joel.
Those mice. Come on, sit by the fire, Joel.
With pleasure, lady.
Oh, it isn't much of a fire now because I'm letting it die down for the night.
Oh, but there's plenty of warmth in those embers. Look at them glow. Why, they look as liquid as moving water, don't they?
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought you'd deserted me. You weren't here to see me at all last week. I was beginning to think you weren't coming to Rossville this week either. Were you busy at the hospital?
Very, but that's not the reason I haven't been here to see you.
No?
No. In fact, I had a special reason for coming to see you this evening, and at this rather late hour, too.
I don't understand.
Oh, you will. I spoke to Angela Brill about you the other night. She says you're turning your plans for a children's play school into plans for a community center for teenagers.
Yes, a good idea, don't you think?
Oh, I certainly do. I hope you'll need a lot of my services, too, and want them.
You know I want them, Joe. I need them, too.
Maybe not when you hear what I have to say.
Oh?
Sit down, Penny, and let me talk to you.
All right, if you sit down.
I'd rather stand.
All right. The coals in the fireplace are fascinating, aren't they?
Yes, yes, they are. Penny, no matter how hard he tries, there are some things a man can fight for just so long, and then he just plain has to give up.
He doesn't have to give up, Joe.
If he's a perfectly normal human being, he does. Because there are certain emotions over which the human mind has no control. Certain desires which overpower and overwhelm his will.
I know only too well what you mean. And I know what you're going to say next. Oh, Joe, please, don't say it.
For 2 weeks I've been telling myself not to say it, Penny. That's why I stayed away from you. I was trying to force myself to see how wrong all this is. But all I did see was how right it is. How perfectly normal, natural, human. How absolutely
Joe,
impossible...
Joe, you know where my heart is, where my heart belongs, where it always will be. It's in that grave on that little green hill not very far from here.
Yes. Yes, your heart is in that grave. But you're not, Penny. You're alive, young and beautiful and...
Beautiful with this face.
Love doesn't look at a face. Love is deep and looks deep. Where love is, I love you, Penny, and there's nothing I can do about it.
There's nothing I can do about it, Joe. You know what I mean by that, don't you?
Penny, you can't live in the past. No one is meant to live in memory. You're just fighting life when you refuse to say your heart can belong to someone else. You say it was fate that took Barry from you. Fate that can't be explained. Well, I say it was fate that brought us together, even before his death. Our meeting and knowing each other and my loving you is as irrevocable as the tragedy which brought us together.
Joe, look into the fireplace. The last embers have gone out, and I guess the ashes are kind of cold. Well, that's how my heart is. And much as I like you, much as I try to love you, I could offer you only the discomfort of a cold and empty hearth.
So Joel has made known his love for Penny. Is this young doctor pouring out his heart in vain? Or is it possible that someday Penny Gibbs may fall in love with him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB! KCB! KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger Cut Beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly. And your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Make it a rule to get Kroger Cut Beef and get more meat, less waste at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen in Monday, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.